Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Al, VK2OK, and in engineering tonight we have Peter, VK2BEU. The weather here at Dural is fine and warm, temperature outside about 27 degrees Celsius, and rainfall over the VK2WI site over the last week was 3 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all operational.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we'll have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We'd welcome any updates from clubs and groups, and you can simply email news at arnsw.org.au. Now, we don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. And don't forget, we'll always welcome reports on the outcome of recent activities as well. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au, or you can leave a phone message on 02 944 0123. A reminder that next Sunday sees the end of daylight saving time, and since VK2WI News maintains the same local times of 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. HF propagation conditions may differ. If you had reception difficulties on radio, you can listen to the bulletin streamed live from our website, arnsw.org.au/audio. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after tonight's bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. A note for members of Amateur Radio New South Wales, a reminder that the date of the 2024 AGM has been moved back 2 weeks to Saturday, the 27th of April. That's Saturday, the 27th of April. HF Antenna Day Part 2. Continuing with our presentation program for 2024, members of Amateur Radio New South Wales are invited to the second part of our HF antenna presentation. Starts at 10 a.m. sharp, Sunday the 28th of April, here at VK2WI Dural. The event will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise and a further range of specialist presenters. It's an opportunity to gain insights into portable operation, learn techniques and strategies to enhance your home station, and connect with specialists eager to assist and guide others. The event is catered, and RSVPs are essential for seating and catering purposes, and we're not able to admit walk-ins on the day. Places are limited, so reserve your spot now by emailing events@arnsw.org.au. That's events@arnsw.org.au, and include three things: your name, your call sign, and a contact information. And this was advised by Al, VK2OK, the event coordinator for ARNSW. Now the weekly solar and geophysical report for the period 22nd to the 28th of March. First, the summary of activity going across the page. For the 22nd of March, the 10-centimetre flux was 198. For the 23rd, 209. 24th of March, 195. 25th, 190. 26th of March, 178. 27th, 175. And 28th of March, 173. The Fredericksburg A index for the 22nd was 10. 23rd of March, 25. For the 24th, 43. 25th, 17. 26th of March, 11. 27th, 7. And 28th, 6. The Australian A index for the 22nd was 10. For the 23rd, 20. For the 24th, 36. 25th of March, 23. 26th, 7. 27th of March, 6. 28th of March, 6 estimated. T index for the 22nd was 116. 23rd was 129. 24th, 96. 25th of March, 94. 26th, 116. 27th, 126. And 28th of March, 137. Solar activity reached R1 on the 22nd with one M-class flare, R3 on the 23rd with an X1.1 flare at 0134 UTC. 9 M-class flares throughout the UTC day. R1 on the 24th with 10 M-class flares. R1 on the 25th with 1 M-class flare. 26th with 5 and the 27th with 2 M-class flares, and R3 again on the 28th with 1 X-class and 4 M-class flares. Geomagnetic activity reached G2 level on the 24th and G1 on the 25th, with other days remaining below warning threshold. A weak geomagnetic impulses of 10 nanotelsa was observed at 1112 UTC on the 22nd, and a moderate impulse of 71 nanotelsa was observed at 1436 UTC on the 24th. F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. 24th was depressed 30% during local day. 25th depressed 25% during local day, and 20% during local night. Conditions recovered to near predicted, and the 28th was enhanced 15% throughout. The forecast issued on the 29th of March through to 4th of April, solar activity is expected to be at R2 levels with a chance of R3 earlier in the week. Activity is expected to decline to R1 to R0 once active region AR3615 is rotated off the solar disk. Geomagnetic activity is expected to remain low for most of the week. Maximum usable frequencies are likely to be near predicted monthly values, up to 15% enhanced. Short wave fade-outs are probable early in the week. And data courtesy of the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Now for the solar flux index update. Here are the updated solar flux index figures for the week. Having finished February, we had a minimum of 136, average of 172, and a maximum of 208, with peak dates from the 6th to the 16th and the 23rd to the 26th. At the end of March, we're expecting a minimum of 127, average 156, and a maximum of 209, with peak dates from the 19th to the 31st. And looking ahead to April, we're expecting a minimum of 150, average of 182, and maximum of 210, with peak dates from the 6th to the 9th and the 22nd to the 27th. An update, thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Technical feature, tonight we present the final part of the series introducing DMR and its use in amateur radio. Matt, VK2FLY, sums it all up.
As we close this series on DMR for amateur radio in Australia, let's take a moment to reflect on the ground we've covered and the knowledge we've shared. From the basics of DMR through codecs, range, power, talk groups, to the intricacies of DMR networks and the essential clode plug, our journey has been both comprehensive and insightful. DMR stands out in the digital landscape for its efficient use of bandwidth, offering clear voice communication and the capability to carry two communications simultaneously over a single frequency, thanks to TDMA. We've delved into the science behind codecs, the digital alchemy that converts our voice into data packets, enabling crisp, clear communication across the airwaves. Understanding codecs was crucial, as it shed light on why DMR can sometimes sound robotic and why it excels in voice, but not often in other types of communication like music, for example. Exploring the range and power of DMR, we debunk the myths and confirm that while DMR's range is indeed influenced by physics, its operational range is more than adequate for use in amateur radio, with the added benefit of acquiring less power. Talk groups further demonstrate DMR's versatility, allowing for both broad and targeted communication, enabling users to connect with groups or individuals across the globe or around the corner. Our journey through DMR's diverse network reveals a vast ecosystem of interconnected repeaters and hotspots, from Brandmeister's extensive network to the pioneering DMR Mark, highlighting the flexibility and global reach of DMR. Each network serves a different purpose, catering to the different aspects of the amateur radio experience, from casual chats to technical experimentation. Understanding how to navigate the VKDMR network and ARNSW RadNet was pivotal, providing practical advice on accessing and utilizing these resources to enhance your DMR experience. Whether it was mastering talk groups, optimizing time slots, or simply making the first call, these insights aim to demystify the process and encourage active participation. Finally, the concept of the code plug, while initially perplexing to some, was demystified. Essential for configuring your radio to your unique needs and preferences, the code plug is your key to unlocking the full potential of DMR. With patience and a bit of trial and error, anyone can create a personalized setup that enhances their amateur radio experience. In wrapping up this series, it's clear that DMR is not just a mode of communication. It's a gateway to a vibrant global community of amateur radio enthusiasts. The knowledge shared here is but a foundation, one upon which you can build your own journey of discovery and connection. As technology evolves, so too will the world of DMR, offering new opportunities to learn, to experiment, and to connect. This series may have concluded, but your adventure into the world of DMR is just beginning. Embrace the challenges, revel in the successes, and remember the amateur radio community thrives on collaboration and shared knowledge. So get out there and keep the airwaves alive. If you would like to review this series again, the transcript can be found on the ARNSW RadNet microsite at arnsw.net. There where you'll find transcripts of the series as well as audio links on YouTube. Until next time, this has been Matt VK2FLY for ARNSW RadNet.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono VK6. FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
To sign or not to sign? That is the question. Last week I spoke about operating with low power, or QRP, which sparked a lively discussion which evolved into a conversation about adding bits to your call sign to indicate some extra information. For example, Some stations will add stroke QRP to their call sign when they're operating low power, when others don't. Other examples are adding stroke portable or stroke mobile. Let me start by saying that I'm not familiar with the rules in countries outside Australia, but I'd be surprised if they're much different, since call signs follow a global standard, but check your local laws before you start getting on air to make noise. In Australia, the rules, the Radio Communications Licence Conditions Amateur Radio Licence Determination 2015, commonly referred to as the LCD, has nothing to say about any such addition to a call sign. There is no mention of low power operation, mobile operation, marine operation, or any such thing. The reference to portable operation discusses how long you're allowed to operate a portable station without notifying the regulator. So, from a legal perspective, there is no such thing as a stroke anything. So where does this addition of stroke QRP or stroke mobile or any other variation come from? The regulator maintains a website that has a page called Amateur Operating Procedures, which, quote, can help prospective amateur operators, quote. It details types of transmissions, discusses code words like QRP, and has one set of comments about adding something to a transmission when operating mobile or portable. It suggests that you can say something like, this is VK6FLAB operating portable on Wave Rock. And if you're operating outside your state, suggest that you might shorten that to VK6FLAB stroke 5 when operating in South Australia, or VK5. So there is no such thing as stroke portable, stroke mobile, stroke QRP, and the only suggestion from the regulator is that you indicate that you're mobile or portable and help by indicating your state if you're not operating within your home state. In the past few years, I've signed with VK6FLAB stroke QRP, but after realizing that this causes much confusion in logging, I've stopped doing it. These days, you might hear me say that I'm operating QRP during a CQ call to help other stations a little, but I've often found that it's really not worth the extra breath. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com. That's vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Now for Wison News, this week's Wison News, here's Richard, VK2SKY.
Wison has meetups here at Drupal on the first Sunday of every month. The next one is on next Sunday from 9 a.m. VRA Rescue New South Wales recently announced the establishment of a new state rescue group, Metro Squad. So VRA's Wayne Dreghorn will present an information session about the new squad and the implications for Wison. All members are encouraged to attend. Wison is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. The next Memory Walk in New South Wales is at Spears Point on the Central Coast on the 12th of May. The Memory Walks are great starter events for new or rusty Wison members as they take only a couple of hours. Wison also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. To participate in any Wison event or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email wison.ops@vrarescue.org. Wison Nets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice, DMR, P25, or HF voice, depending on the week. All Wison members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Next Sunday, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Chatswood 2-meter FM repeater, 147.150 MHz, with net controller VK2WIC. The 6:30 p.m. net will be on Wison's Kurrajong VHF DMR repeater, followed at 6:45 p.m. by a net on Wison's VRA P25 repeater. Wison New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specializing in tactical radio communications. In between activations, Wison supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the Wison New South Wales website at nsw.wicen.org.au. Wison is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming Wison activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about other Weissen groups around Australia, visit the web at weissen.org.au.
Now for club news, we start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club up at Port Macquarie. The club's April general meeting will be at 2 p.m. Saturday the 6th of April, the SES building in Port Macquarie. The April coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on Thursday the 11th of April at Brooklyn's Burger Bar, Frumster. It's now time to plan to attend the club's 48th annual field day. It's at the Wauchope Showground Hall on Saturday and Sunday the 8th and 9th of June, during the King's Birthday long weekend. The field day dinner will be at the Port Macquarie Golf Club on Saturday night, and don't forget to book accommodation early as the area is very popular as a holiday destination during the long weekend. You can camp at the Wauchope Showground in your tent, caravan or motorhome, and details are on the Wauchope Showground website. The next Foundation licence training and assessment weekend will be held as soon as sufficient candidates are registered. Candidates for the Foundation licence and for assessments of all grades of licence can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There's two club nets each week. The midweek net, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the weekend net, 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater, 146.7 with a 91.5 tone. And on Echolink is VK2 RPMR. Members and visitors are encouraged to participate in the club on-air nets as often as possible. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, you can visit their website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues are on the website as well. The March edition has been delayed but will be published in early April. Club's also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And this is from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Going to the Central Coast, the Carryong Club rooms of the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the club's rooms on Saturday the 6th of April, the club will hold its monthly business meeting at 1 p.m, preceded by a barbecue at midday. Details will be emailed to members during the week. At the VK2 RAG Summersby repeater site, the 6-metre repeater, D-Star, Radnet DMR, 2-metre Echo Link, 70cm and 23cm are all fully functional. The Weissen UHF MMDVM is still having problems. The Summersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au and is configured to listen on 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. The club's weekly net is Thursday nights, 8 p.m. It's on VK2 RAG, 2-metre repeater, 146.725 with a 91.5 tone. And on the CCARC, NSW and HAM Echo Link conferences. It's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. And you can find out more about the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, or you can phone 02-4340-2500. Or social media. You can search Central Coast Amateur Radio Club and remember to like to follow for updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club, the next meeting of the club is on Friday the 5th of April at the club rooms, 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, in the Blue Mountains. Doors open 7 p.m. April's guest speaker will be Russell Bryant, an all-round radio scanner, who will give us the benefit of his broad experience in the field from simple systems to the modern complex devices seen today. Club rooms are always open twice a month from 10 a.m. on the morning of the 1st and 3rd Saturdays, unless otherwise noted on the club's Facebook page. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome, and the club has several weekly nets. We have details in activities on the air later in this bulletin, and a new net time. Sunday nights, 8 p.m. On the 1st and 3rd Sunday of the month, the net's on the club's 6-metre repeater and on the 70-centimetre repeater on the 2nd and 4th Sunday. The next foundation class will be on Saturday the 13th of April. Upgrade classes continue on Wednesday nights, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Club Rooms. With a 98% pass rate, the club's courses and exam days do fill up quickly, and you can contact the club secretary, Irene, VK2VAN, via email to secretary@bmarc.org for class dates to register or for more information. More information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. And this was from Stephen, VK2TSG, President of the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Now to St George, the St George Amateur Radio Society. The next gathering is this coming Wednesday, 3rd of April. The Society's gatherings are now at the Mortdale RSL Club. Club's in Macquarie Place, a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. Club has excellent dining facilities and members are encouraged to arrive early for a bite to eat before the gathering. At the gathering, as well as the business stuff, there'll be a presentation by Peter, VK2EMU, on 3D printing and laser cutting for amateur radio. While 3D printing is not new, in the last few years, the prices of machines have dropped, so they're now affordable for casual hobbyists. Many items useful to radio experimenting can either be printed or laser cut. Examples of various items will be displayed in open source software for designing 3D prints, and laser cuts will be demonstrated. Attendees with items that they have 3D printed or laser cut are invited to bring them along. If you or somebody you know is interested in becoming licensed or upgrading their license, the St George Amateur Radio Society next foundation course and examination weekend is late April, and details are on the website. Details about the Society's repeaters, courses, along with other activities on the website www.sgars.org. All are invited to the next gathering of the Society, now at Mortdale RSL Club, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, 3rd of April. And this was 73, D. Peter, VK2EMU, Publicity Officer for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news. This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. The text version of this bulletin will be available from Monday on the Amateur Radio New South Wales website. Also on this site you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kilohertz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz. And Amateur Radio Central West Group, lunchtime net, 1 p.m. on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net, 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kilohertz. Listen for VK2 ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group, VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net, also at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. The Amateur Radio Central West Group Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8 p.m. on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net, 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other Waverley activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC net from 8 p.m. on 3543 kilohertz. St. George Amateur Radio Society digital net, 8 p.m. on 146.8 megahertz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 meter net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kilohertz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. 7115 kilohertz. There's also 2 meter nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group net is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8 p.m, there's the Haddock net, 3608.5 kHz, the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net on VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armidale and District Amateur Radio Club net is at 8:30 p.m. on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net 12 p.m. on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on EchoLink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St. George Amateur Radio Society, 8 p.m. on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8 p.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and also on EchoLink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9:30 a.m, 7115 kHz, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8 p.m, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network. VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz. VK2RSE on 147.375. And VK3RDH on 146.625 and EchoLink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8 a.m., usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wison, New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
Our next bulletin will be 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, 8th of April. And remember, daylight saving finishes. This is also the broadcast, including a relay of national news from VK1 WIA. A reminder that we're still seeking volunteers to continue the regular news bulletins. We have places across a variety of roles, including many functions that can be done remotely. For those who previously expressed a desire to take part but can't make it to Dural, this is your opportunity. You can contact the team by email to news@arnsw.org.au. That's news@arnsw.org.au. Well, that's about all the news from VK2WI this week. Your announcer has been Al, VK2OK. And in engineering, we've got Peter, VK2BEU. Callbacks will be taken shortly. If you can call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you on VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society. On VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA is standing by. And here at VK2WI, we'll be listening for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'll start with 20 metres, then 80, 40, 30 and 160. In engineering, Peter will take callbacks on the VHF and UHF frequencies and he will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thanks for listening, and I'll give you a thought for tomorrow. Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some turn up their sleeves, some turn up their noses, and some just don't turn up at all.
That's good.
You like that, do you?